Since gay couples started getting married in San Francisco last month, officials in other municipalities have taken up the cause. Last Friday, Jason West, the mayor of New Paltz, New York, solemnized the weddings of 25 gay couples. He did not give out marriage licenses and now faces misdemeanor charges under the state's domestic relations law. Today, a judge issued a temporary ban on same-sex marriages in New Paltz. Some rabbis and ministers have been performing gay commitment ceremonies for years. NPR's Margot Adler examines whether they should be worried about the legality of these ceremonies.
The Unitarian Universalist Association started presiding over gay commitment ceremonies 20 years ago. Galen Gingrich is co-minister of All Souls Unitarian Church in New York City. He says his church has given him the authority to officiate when two people commit themselves to each other, and the state has deputized him to formalize the legal contract of marriage. But they are two different things.
So if I'm performing a ceremony where the couple has a marriage license, I say at the end of the ceremony, by the authority vested in me by the church and by the state of New York, I pronounce you husband and wife. This is both a legal and a sacramental commitment. If the couple does not have a marriage license, I say, by the authority vested in me by the church, I pronounce that you are partners for life. These words formalize a sacramental covenant, but not a marriage contract.
Evan Wolfson is the executive director of Freedom to Marry, an organization that works for marriage equality. He says although the central image of marriage is the bride and groom in front of the church, white dress and tux,
what counts is, for legal purposes, is the piece of paper you sign in the vestibule with witnesses, and that is the legal marriage license that creates the legal marriage. All the rest is personal, is community, is religious, is meaningful, but is not the legal issue.
For decades, says Wolfson, clergy have been free to celebrate same-sex unions or to refuse to celebrate them, and when they do them,
they are pronouncing these couples married, not in the eyes of the law, but in the eyes of God, in the eyes of the congregation, in the eyes of the church.
And according to religious freedom, he says that's fine. So the only question is, did the mayor of New Paltz go further when he solemnized these marriages? Donald Williams, the district attorney of Ulster County, says yes.
The fact that it was by the power invested in him by the state of New York that he pronounced the parties legally wed. This is what has been provided to us from credible sources, in this particular case, police officers that witnessed the ceremony at the scene. And that is what we have been told he has said repeatedly at least 19 times.
New Paltz Mayor Jason West did not return NPR's calls, but in previous statements, he has clearly seen his acts as a test case, a very different situation from the religious ceremonies that members of the clergy have been doing over many years. West plans more wedding ceremonies, but for the moment they're on hold, he says, until he has a talk with the state attorney general. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.